boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know what? I will always be very, very impressed with people who, on a regular basis, lint roll and iron.
I aspire to be this kind of person.
Same girl, same.
But I do not do either of those things.
No, I couldn't even tell you maybe two times in my life that I've ever done it. But I wake up every morning and neighbor man is lint rolling the front of his shirt and the back of his shirt. He gets like every inch of his body lint rolled because he is a cat and a dog, right? So what are you looking at?
Well, no, I'm looking at myself because I have black on and I'm like, whoa, I could have lint rolled. I got two cats and it shows today.
Well, yeah. And I'm like, he lint rolls and he doesn't want like one little hair showing. Like, I don't want anyone to know I have a cat or a dog. Like, lint rolls every inch of his body. But I'm like, I'm wearing a black shirt and it's very clear there's a cat and dog at home.
Well,
I'm like,
that,
who cares?
And also, clearly, he does not shed the way a woman does. Because I could lint roll my shirt to perfection. And within 5 minutes, I'm going to have long black hairs all over myself because I personally also shed.
I know.
So then I'm like, what's the point? Why am I wasting 5 minutes in the morning to lint roll? This is what I tell myself. I just never have even actually tried lint rolling because I don't care.
Now, do you iron? Because I also don't iron. Like if I pull out a wrinkled shirt, it's now a wrinkled shirt.
It's style.
It's the fashion.
I only if something is like ridiculously wrinkly. Like if my jeans are all, because I dry everything because I'm lazy and stupid. If they're like crinkled up in a ball, I will iron them like lightly. But if something has some wrinkles in it, it's the life I chose that day.
I want people to know that I'm not having a good day. I want you to see my crinkled shirt and be like, oh.
I shouldn't bother her.
That's why I do it.
Clearly, she's going through it.
I was just telling you, I feel like the people who lint roll in iron every single day, you really got your life together.
I hope someday when I grow up that I can lint roll myself before I start the day. Today's not my day.
How does it feel being a true adult?
And better than everybody else, honestly.
Seriously. I'd also say the people who get ready for the day, like the night before, you also got your life together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got your outfit planned the night before.
Yeah, no.
You got your work channel, right? Your work bag packed and everything. Neighbor man also does something kind of like that. He gets the coffee machine ready the night before. Like last night, he was like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this. But he did it anyways. He got the coffee grinds or whatever in the coffee machine, and he's putting water in it. He's scheduling the time he wants it to go off, which is 8 a.m. I'm like, why don't you just make it in? Like, why don't you just do it in the morning? He's like, no, it needs to be brewed right when I wake up.
Am I envious? Yes, because really what this all comes down to is having a normal adult schedule. Which I do not have.
No, I'm a hot mess.
But also, I'm like, some mornings I want to drink my coffee while I'm getting ready. And then some mornings I want it for my drive to work. Some mornings.
I like a little bit of chaos.
I want to see what the day brings me.
I want to see, can I make this coffee in time as I'm trying to run out the door? I don't know.
Sometimes I want it as my excuse as to
being late.
The coffee machine. Sorry.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I can already feel my skin itching just thinking about this.
Why?
Because we're going to talk about work emails.
Yes!
I know
I love
you
me
love
a
it.
Good email. I got 14 to get to and I'm so excited.
What's wrong with you? Truly.
Producer Ben is most of them. What does he want? I don't know.
I bring this up not willingly because normally I'm like avoiding all work emails as much as possible. But there was a new study that really has disturbed me, and I want to talk about it with somebody who loves emails the way that you do. Because in this study, it showed majority of office workers, Gen Z especially, which I know technically you're not, but you're close enough.
I'm very close.
Within like a year. Gen Z workers say the number of emails they get on a daily basis, work days, is stressful. And that 36% of Gen Z workers have more than 1,000 unread emails.
Oh, my.
Now, for me.
Hold up. My heart hurts.
Okay. I am disturbed because I am the type of person that does not like notifications on my phone. I do not like the red number on anything. I don't like it on any of my apps, my texts, my emails, nothing. So to know that there are people that have a little 10000 on their phone and on their work email makes me crazy.
That's, I mean, that makes sense for like a junk email. You know what I mean?
No,
like
my junk, clean it out.
My junk email, I've got probably 12,000. You know what I mean? Mm. But my work email, like this 14 that are unread are stressing me out. I like to keep my inbox clean at all time. I've got folder galore. Everything goes in a folder or it gets archived or deleted. I'm very, very picky about that. But don't look at my text messages,
though.
That's
why I'm confused, because I know you, and you have, I think the last time you told me it was like 68 unread.
More than that. Today, it's 79.
Unread text messages?
79 unread text messages.
And why
some of them are my dad.
Why is work email different for you?
I just love a good email. I hate texting. Because I like to tip-tap on a keyboard. I hate tip-tapping on a phone. God, that drives me nuts. I sound like an old person.
You're like giving dinosaur right now.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Of all the things that I thought could end my relationship, I never thought a bowl of pasta was up there in the possibilities. Until yesterday. Last night, actually. There's something that my boyfriend does that makes me crazy. And that is, he questions the things that I cook. And I'm no chef by any means. I'm never going to claim that I am. But I'm a decent cook. I like to cook dinners for us, and I have for the last year or so. And I always follow a recipe that I find on Pinterest. So I was trying something new last night that I had never made before. It was a Southwestern chicken pasta. Sounds amazing, right? I know he does not like tomatoes, but there was tomatoes in this recipe, and I was just hoping he wouldn't notice that I bought them. So I started making the sauce, and I had the can of crushed tomatoes out, poured it in the pan, and he just so happened to walk over and go, "Ew, what is that?" And I was like, please watch your tone with me right now, because...
Whoa, Mom.
I... know what I'm doing. I planned on squishing him up because he likes red sauce. He just doesn't like tomato chunks.
Yeah.
I was going to squish him up so that there wasn't really any like full tomatoes in there, to be respectful, as I would. And what do you know? He ate his entire bowl of pasta. And this is what happens every time. There's always one ingredient that he's like, what is that for? I don't think I'm going to like that. And he likes it every time. So I don't know. When do we learn our lesson?
You would have thought by now he would have learned the lesson.
Well, I hope he learned after his heaping bowl last night and his leftovers.
Do you say
today.
I told you so?
Oh, every time, and he'd never get sick of it.
I kind of get why you might want to slap your boyfriend sometimes.
Uh-huh, especially last night. I'm not going to lie. He had me heated.
Because I can be just as annoying as your boyfriend could be.
As someone who cooks... it is the most irritating thing to have the person that you're sharing the dinner or whatever it is with on the sidelines being like, ew, why are you putting that in there?
It's
like,
gross.
Will you just trust me, please? It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And they like it every time.
It's just... it's,
but that's you.
I know. It's me, 100%. It's just that I like it a certain way. And I know I like it a certain way because I'm me. And... that's why we make those comments. See, because like neighbor man was making dinner for me the other night, and I so desperately wanted to make comments to him like, could you not do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it that way. Because he was like making me this sausage, and he started cutting it up. And I'm like, I don't want my sausage cut up.
Because it tastes different when it's cut up.
100%. And then he started putting cheese curds with them. And I'm like, what are we putting cheese curds with my sausage? They don't go together. Well, I should trust him because he has been a cook for many, many years. So the dude knows what he's doing. He was caramelizing it in some sort of way. I don't know, but it made it sound, made it taste good. It was lovely. Oh my God, I was in heaven when I was eating it. So I did kind of learn a lesson that maybe I should shut up a little bit.
Right.
So I feel like it's just hard because you have a certain way, the way you like it. So I'm going to tell myself moving forward, I'll shut up and I won't make any more comments until I try it. Then I'll be like, I don't really like it.
See,
like that.
And that's fine. I feel like that's fine. It's when, first of all, when you're not helping cook and you're standing there like, I'm not sure about that. Get out of the kitchen.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This is trickster weather.
Why do you say that?
Well, okay, because number one, it's like bright out, but it's not really sunny. It's kind of gray. Like I can tell we got a storm a-brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of it that I noticed today was I was getting into my car. And it's not like warm, super warm out by any means, but it was hot in my car. How is this happening? I'm having to blast the AC.
Can I tell you something gross?
What?
About a hot car.
What?
Yesterday I decided to clean my car, which doesn't happen often. You've seen my car. It's disgusting. Uh-huh. But I decided to clean my car and I was like, oh, I'll clean the coffee cups. Because I had some coffee cups in like my cup holders and stuff. And when I dumped them, the coffee was hot.
Ew.
Like it was freshly brewed, but it wasn't. That coffee's been sitting there for like 2 weeks.
Why are you admitting this right now? You could not hold anything over my head to make me admit that the way that you just did. Nobody asked. It's disgusting.
Now I feel like I shouldn't have said that. I take it back. I didn't do it.
We all heard it.
We almost got prank called. The other day, those girls in the afternoon, you, me, Taylor, almost got prank called by a little kiddo. And her friends.
I am kind of upset now knowing that it didn't happen.
I know. It's sad that I'm like, dang it, I kind of wanted that to happen.
Prank calls are fun. I am never going to make a stink about a prank call.
No, I have never been the person who's gotten a prank call. I've always been.
You haven't?
No, I've always been the prankster. I've never gotten pranked.
Oh,
before. So
okay.
I would love it because I'd like to know how I would react. Would I be mean or would I be like, cracking jokes with them?
I think you'd take it seriously.
You think? Like if they're asking me if the refrigerator's running, I'd be like, I don't know.
Well, I got to go check. What do you know that I don't?
All right. So Claire from the Morning Scramble, she told us yesterday that one of her daughters had a sleepover. Kids are over there. And you know what happens at sleepovers? Prank calls happen. But they didn't prank call normal people like you and me, Taylor. No, they took this way too seriously. They prank called the IRS.
You know what? They were aiming high. I can't take that away from them, but that's risky business.
I would never. All I know is what Clara said was that they were saying, we got a lot of money or something like that. And telling that to the IRS, that's the last thing I would tell the IRS.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But Claire's like, why can't you prank normal people like Taylor and Destiny?
And why didn't they?
I don't know. But the next time your daughter has a sleepover, please prank one of us. We would really appreciate it.
I mean, if anybody's going to welcome a prank call,
it's you and I.
It's always going to be us.
But like I told you, I've never gotten a prank call, but I've always been the prankster. Uh-huh. And I remember in elementary and middle school, man, did I love doing prank calls. Did I just adore doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Do it to my friends. I would do it all the time. But my favorite person to prank was a teacher called Mr. Gordman.
Oh.
Why?
Shout out.
Because we all thought he was hot. I'm just going to say it right now. Everybody thought he was good looking. He was young. He was cute. And so we just, I think we figured out his phone number from the phone book. Remember those things?
Ancient times.
I know, because he had a home phone. And we prank called him and we would just ask him random questions. And I remember one time, because he lived down the road from me, me and my friends dropped off a giant tree branch in his front yard. Don't ask why, because I don't even know why. And so then we prank called him. We're like, how's the tree branch?
This is the worst prank call ever.
I was shocked to just find out that prankdial.com is still a website that you can use, because that was a website that I was using when I was making prank calls. It's a website that, like I said, prankdial.com, that you can, it has like pre-recorded kind of like messages already. One of them is like this person yelling at you because you hit their car. But it's like a pre-recorded thing. And so you would answer, Taylor, hello. And this person would be like, hello, I think you hit my car. And then you'd be like, no, I didn't.
Oh, my
and
God.
It already has the responses for you. And then another thing I remember about prankdial.com is that what I could do is I could prank call, let's say, street teamer Andrew, right? But I could use your phone number, Taylor, and then Andrew thinks it's you, but it's really me.
I did not know that this existed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you ruined some lives.
Well, see, that's why I'm like, people are like, oh, they don't prank call anymore like they used to because caller ID. Prankdial.com, baby.
Okay. You are their spokesperson now, clearly.
Me.
We want to hear from you. What was your prank call shtick? That thing that you always said, or the pranks you played on people, and who did you call and use it on? Similar to you, we really liked to use websites. Now, I think this is because I was honestly scared of prank calling. Like, I thought it was funny and I liked watching my friends do it, but because I was like the shy one of the group, I was never going to be like, hey, I'm trying to order a pepperoni pizza. Like, I couldn't do it. I was too scared. So what I would use is soundboards on the internet.
Oh.
Which is kind of like what you were saying.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like a pre-made call, basically, that had it the conversation all done for you, it would be like a website that would have different buttons that would say what you want it to say, like, hey, how's it going? Are you okay? But it would be in different characters' voices. So I remember SpongeBob was a good one in elementary school. We used like Family Guy ones. My absolute favorite one, though, and I need to see if it's still in existence because I will prank call somebody tonight if it is, was Judge Judy.
No freaking way.
Yeah, right. Right.
Did she tell you you were going to court or something?
It would. Yeah. Whatever her. She was like real sassy in it. And did it ever really work? No. But it was funny. So if you get a call tonight from Judge Judy, play along, man.
No joke. The next time I have a meeting with the boss and they're like, hey, is there anything you want to bring to our attention? I'm going to be like, yes. Did you know Taylor used to prank call Z102.9 when she was a little kid?
There's no proof.
Why did you hire her? Let's fire her, because clearly she shouldn't be working here.
I stand by my decision. It all worked out for me. But it was just part of being a kid, okay?
I don't know how that wasn't a background check thing.
Like I said, we all knew how to use *67. Duh, obviously.
I hope they put that in the background check next time.
Good luck finding those records. We've been asking you, what was your prank calling shtick and who did you use it on? What was yours?
I thought it was for a contest, so I called.
Oh, you're good.
I just heard the number. Prank. It was a prank.
Oh,
you didn't know. We got pranked. I'm glad somebody did it.
Finally.
It's like we're asking for it over here. Please.
You were telling me that when you were doing the afternoon show before we were those girls in the afternoon, you always got prank called. And we've been a show for a year now. We have never gotten prank called before.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I feel like I got pizza orders. I don't know. It's been a while, but yeah.
I don't know who you were, but thank you for my first prank call.
Wow. This is beautiful. Unbelievable. Joe, Joe, what was your prank call shtick?
At like a friend's house, we used to call two stores together and make them talk to each other.
That's awesome. What stores were it?
Usually it was like two pizza stores, and then they'd say like, oh, this is blah, blah, blah. How can I take your order? And then they'd be like, how can I take your order? And then they would just go back and forth. It was pretty funny.
I'm going to guess those employees got sick of that real quick.
Oh, 100%.
Trucinda, what about you?
So me and my friends, we would call one pizza place off of one phone and another pizza place off the other phone and put them on speaker so they would be talking to each other and like, no, what did you want to order? And they're like, no, what did you want to order? You called us.
This is a trend, because also on Facebook, Jeremy said he used to do the same thing growing up. So
I never once thought to do that.
I didn't either. Now I'm like, I shouldn't.
But she wants to try it today.
I kind of want to see what happens.
Okay, Andrew, tell me that you did something different than that.
Well, I can tell you about one that happened to me.
Okay, like, what happened to you?
So I was prank called by some, I guess you could now say they were bullies in elementary school, that they had me believing that somebody that I was friends with was actually moving in next door to me.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how or why I believed it or why I didn't recognize their voices for that matter, because they didn't try and disguise it.
Yeah.
And this was kind of around the time everybody was getting caller ID. So I don't think my grandparents had it yet where we were staying. So yeah, that was not fun.
They just convinced you that they were going to be their new neighbors?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, oh God, here we go.
Here we go. Uh-huh.
I'm never leaving my house.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever wish when you were dating and maybe you were like in college, you would get home and have the debrief with your besties or your roommate? And you're like, God, I wish I could explain to you. It's almost like I wish you could be on the date with me, but that's sometimes not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're sort of taking a step closer to that. And mostly for safety reasons, actually, Tinder has put out a new feature that I think is actually pretty cool and pretty useful. It's called Share My Date. So if you're on the app and you set up a dinner with somebody that you've been talking to on there, you can create a shareable link that you can text to your mom or your roommate or your bestie, whatever, whoever it is. You share that link with them and it basically gives the summary of the details of the date, where you're going, on what day, what time. And then what I really love, because that alone, I'm like, that's sweet because it takes care of half the work that most of us do already if we're meeting up with somebody that we never have before. But it also includes not a full view, because you don't really need all that, but a photo and a link to the profile of the Tinder match that you're going on the date with.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, I love this so much.
It's amazing because obviously sometimes we watch too many Netflix documentaries. Nope. Uh-huh. Okay, you're like, I need somebody to know where I'm at, who I'm with, what they look like, what I'm wearing on the date. And I think it's kind of nice to like be able to just keep that in a link and then text it out to whoever you need to.
You know what? I wish I had this when I was on, you know, Bumble and Hinge just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, it is scary being like, you know, in the dating world and being just a young girl, you know, 29 or whatever, like just going out there and stuff. But I ended up, because of that, going out in the dating world again, I started sharing my location for a couple of people.
Yeah.
I started sharing it with more than one. I think I have four people now who have my current location. It was only because I was going on dates.
Mm-hmm.
And those four people, before I went on a date, I would tell them, hey, I want you to watch my location tonight. You don't need to like stalk it, but I want you to check in casually here and there. And I want you to send me a text message, make sure I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then I would always send him a picture of my outfit or just kind of tell him what I'm wearing. And I would always give him a little bit of a heads up of who I'm going out with.
Right.
Here's the guy's name. Here's what he does for a living in case something were to happen. That way, if the police do come and they need to ask you some questions, you already kind of
know the answers.
But this helps save a little bit of my time and their time by just giving them a quick link. I like that a lot.
I love the ease of it. Now, I feel like now that we have this Share My Date thing, I have a suggestion on how to make it better. And you tell me what you think about this.
And you go on, sis.
I feel like it would be also really awesome because, you know, like, you're out on the date and all your friends are blowing up your phone like, oh my God, how's it going? Is he cute? Is he weird in person? Blah, 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 blah. I wish there was a way that you could tap in, right? You could give a one tap. It's going good. Double tap.
I like that.
It's not going so good. Like,
I like that.
I feel like there needs to be a way, because nobody wants to be that rude person on the date that's like, sorry, got to take this, or I'm going to be on my phone the whole time. You should be able to just tap in so that your friends can be like, oh my God, she tapped in and it's going well.
I would always be upfront with my dates. Like, hey, someone's going to check in about halfway and ask if I'm alive. I'm going to respond. I really did tell them that. I'd be like, they're going to check in about halfway. I need to respond or they're probably going to call the police. So just so you know, but I think the tap in would probably not scare the crap out of them, because the look is that you're giving me is the same look that these men would give me. Like, yeah,
how many second dates did you get?
Not a lot.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I got a phone call from you, Taylor, today that had me going, is she okay?
Which is crazy because I was calling you for what I thought was me being nice.
You were calling me to say, hey, I am going to go to the gas station. You want a soda?
Yes, because I have learned my lesson. If I roll up with a ice cold Coke and I don't ask if you want one, you are like, well, I wish you would have asked. So now anytime I'm going to get a snack, a soda,
she knows better,
drive through, I call you out of the kindness of my heart and say, hey, girl, you want anything?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns up you did. You wanted a Coca-Cola. So I'm confused where we went wrong today.
Well, it's because I knew you were off. You were doing something off-site today, mm-hmm. doing some work off-site. And the phone call came around 1:58. Now, we prep our show and we get ready for Those Girls in the Afternoon at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't yet, when you called me, you hadn't yet left the site that you were leaving, but it was 1:58. You should have been here by now. And that's okay.
That was part of it. I was telling you I was running late.
I wasn't mad about that. It's okay, homie. We're good. I run late all the time.
She's late every day.
But it was the fact that it came at 1:58 and I knew that you were supposed to be here at 2 p.m. So when I see a phone call, I go, she got into a car accident or she's in a ditch somewhere. That was my first thought. And I'm talking to street teamer Andrew. I'm training him on something and I'm like, oh my God, I got to take this phone call. I think she might be hurt.
I was just asking if you wanted a soda. This is hilarious, by the way. I just want to say that you freak out in that way.
That you gave me almost a heart attack. You think that's funny?
I do think it's a little bit funny. And let me tell you why. Because you are the type of person. Normally, I don't call. But that was just such a quick thing that I wanted an answer and I wanted it now. You're the type of person that you often call. And if you don't answer or you want someone to call you, you send messages like, SOS, emergency, I have tea. Oh my God, you won't believe this. And every time I'm like, wow, this has to be something serious. Most of the time, it's not. So for you to panic just because I called you is crazy.
Well, I thought you were hurt.
I'm glad you're worried about me, but I was just asking if you wanted a soda.
I didn't. It was a good soda. But next time...
Yeah, what do you want me to do different?
Just text me. Hey, I did.
And this is where you're wrong because I did text you. Hey, I'm about to leave. Going to be a couple minutes late.
Oh, you did?
And then I changed my mind that, I'm going to even be a little bit later because I want a soda. So you didn't even see my message.
That's because I got 79 other text messages.
So read your messages.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.